Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
That's right.
Hello.
Okay. Got some new sound equipment, so bear with us early this morning, but we are back, ready to go. It is a Victory Tuesday. A lot of people winning today. Not just you as fans, not just the team, but Bob and Mac, because they get down and dirty on Tuesdays, and there's no way you're going to hide our joy today.
I just want to win, Jim.
No doubt about it.
I wish. They got a concert tonight down at T-Mobile Center, a country and western concert tonight, so I don't know that I'm getting lucky tonight.
You got to hit that matinee session.
That's what I'm telling you.
At 3:30.
I wish, though. She doesn't get home from work till 4 o'clock today. So,
you know what they say, early bird gets the worm.
Always, yes. Early bird special, you know. You get the force feed yourself a steak to save $5. It's worth it, Dusty.
That's right. Fun night at Arrowhead last night.
Yeah, good
Chiefs.
Time.
Victorious, I believe, 24-7, final score as they continue to keep moving on. A lot to dive into today. Not sure how much time you put focus into this game last night, because we all know what is the inevitable, and that is the regular season has now begun.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to look at the schedule to realize that. Just know what's coming up. It's Buffalo, it's bye week, it's Denver, it's Indianapolis, it's Dallas, and then that's after that. You're into December.
Yep.
That's how quick this schedule is going to move along. Those are your next 5 weeks of the schedule. But last night, we will get to talk about that, because it was fun to watch that once again. And the one thing, again, I take from this game is that when you look at games and you look at teams, you can't say all the time, who do they play? Yes, you can keep a humble sword when you say that wasn't Jaden Daniels, that was Marcus Mariota. Laremy Tunsil's out. Teams are beat up throughout the season. Again, I stay with that humble sort of presence. But again, you look at point differential. That's what we do with the Colts, right? We talk about the Colts and how they beat up on bad teams, but they beat the snot out of those bad teams. Last night, the Chiefs win. The defense has now held opposing teams in the last 10 quarters to 14 points. The Chiefs have outscored their opponents in the last three games, 89-24. Quick math, that's a 65-point differential. It's a hell of a way to gear up for what the season is about to begin.
Well, yeah, and we see it now. We're halfway through the season. We're sitting at 5-3, and I remember when this team was sitting at 0-2, and people were complaining and bitching and moaning about where this organization was, and that's why you don't make these decisions. 28-7, yeah. And it could have been more, quite honestly,
sure.
Dusty. I think for the second game in a row, Andy Reid kind of called off the dogs, you know, in that game. They could have had more points in the second half, because they were rolling along, man. It was just a move down the field, score a touchdown, second half. I mean, it was almost reminiscent of what we saw kind of in the first half of that Raiders game, you know, last Sunday out at Arrowhead Stadium. And so the Chiefs, you know, a little slow start in the first half, no question about that. They, you know, the Patrick Mahomes talking about the energy level being kind of low, and, you know, playing up to the level of your team happens in the NFL. It's a thing that, you know, people, you know, it's human nature to kind of miscalculate, as Jimmy Buffett once said, and you look at what's going on out there and you see Washington and you know Buffalo's coming up, and it's, you know, it's human nature. You go out there and you get a little sluggish, but they turned it on in the second half. And after that first quarter, the Washington Commodes had the ball for just 15 more minutes the rest of the way. They did dominate that first quarter, a methodical drive down the field, and ended with that Dana interception. And then you had the other drive that they were moving, and it ended on a fourth down play and whatnot. So Washington was able to move the ball a little bit in the first quarter of that game. But man, after that, that defense did what they always do. They dig in and they stop the opposition. And it's a bend but don't break defense. And we saw it in action again last night. So this defense is playing great. The offense has definitely got their swagger back, guys. Now, this is four straight games now. What am I looking at? 1, 2, 3, 5 straight games now where this team has scored 28 or more points. That's second all time in Chiefs history. 7 is the record that they set back in like 2018, 2019. So this offense right now, for everybody who wants to have complaints, if they do or say anything about the offense, it is now trending to be the best offense of the Patrick Mahomes era. 5 straight games of 28 or more points for this team. That is a wild stat right now in the NFL. That means you are putting in some damn work on offense, man.
No doubt about it. And you look at the numbers from last night. Travis Kelce has 6 for 99. Rashee Rice has 9 for 93. Xavier Worthy, 6 for 53. Juju, 2 for 29. That's big, because we'll bring that up later because of money reasons. But I think another thing that kind of sticks out is we talk about it all the time. They're doing the everybody's going to eat the EGE. Again, they are, but there's one person that gets first, seconds, and thirds and gets their plate first, and that's Rashee Rice. He's been into 2 games so far this year. And now has, I believe, 19 targets, and he has 16 catches. 7 last week, 9 this week. 10 targets last week, 9 targets this week, was 9 targets, 9 catches in that game. It's really nice to see him getting back and getting that locomotive kind of getting up to speed, because you're really going to need him coming up. Because I think last night's game, yes, the defense was great, but I think there's obviously, I brought this up to you guys, I think a little bit, where it's so good, you can nitpick and bitch about the little things that frustrate you. Because I think there was maybe at least two sacks on the table in the first half. They didn't get to Mariota. There was a play where I think Tranquil bit inside, and I think it was either McNichols or somebody on the outside got wide open down the field on a big play. And it was, damn, okay, can't do that. But then you look at the board and you're like, 7 points.
Yeah.
And I think the first half was maybe the Chiefs, like, C effort, right? The Travis Kelce tip pass. Mahomes throws a pass down the sideline to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Throws a little bit too inside. The guy makes
Mahomes,
a good...
after the game, goes, I put that right where I wanted to. I was like, that was a hell of an interception again, man. That, yeah. I mean, that was a crazy-ass interception.
And so that happened. And then, you know, I think that was kind of one of those things where it was like, hey, you know, halftime is one of those, hey, guys, you know, pick it up a little bit. Let's go out there and be the team we need to be. And then just pitched a shutout in the second half. Mahomes was that guy, the MVP of the league that we continue to keep watching week in and week out. That is Mahomes in that second half. So that was good to see. And, you know, when you have these things happen, it's like I was telling Mac, it's like the guy that has the Lambo, right? He's like, yeah, but every time I get to like 85, there's like this whistling noise. Like, oh, Gary, must be nice to have that whistling noise in your multiple $100,000 car.
Right.
But that's what you have with the Chiefs defense. You have this luxury item that when little things don't go right, like if that was Dallas defense in the first half, they'd be going, holy smokes, whatever this defensive coordinator figured out, keep doing
it. He's got it, right.
Whereas the Chiefs, you're like, damn, man, like they kept giving up yards, little by little by little. They can't stop. And then turning the ball over didn't help, but held them on every single fourth down. It seemed like, you know, they were going for it. They knew what they had to do.
Yeah,
they
Washington 0 for 2 on fourth down in that game yesterday. It's big. Defense has changed now, and we'll get into it as we start to get into the show today. But, I mean, you look at what teams are doing right now. Everybody's going for it on fourth down. It's harder to play defense today than it was even last week in the NFL or 2 weeks ago in the NFL, because teams are basically saying, you know what, the punter, screw you, you're done. We're not going to utilize you anymore. We're going for it on fourth downs. And Dan Quinn even said that when, you know, he was interviewed. I think it was after the first quarter they interviewed Dan Quinn. He goes, hey, we got to be aggressive out here. And he even said this after the game. Going into the game, we were going to be bolder on fourth down. This is a game where you live on the edge. If you're going to come here and get a win, it's not going to be with a bunch of field goals. And so he's absolutely right about that. And so they were going for it on fourth down, which changes the game plan up. Maybe it keeps a defense on the field a little bit longer. Two more plays, obviously. They didn't convert either of them, but they're still, the defense is still back out there on the field. But every Chiefs game, like this now, guys, is the script. The defense will struggle on the first drive of the game. People will get pissed off that the defense isn't playing good, and then they'll end up pitching a shutout the rest of the way, and the team won't reach, you know, the other side of the midfield mark. But that's the way they are. I think Steve Spagnuolo, we can all attest right now, he likes to let this, you know, this offense of the opposition kind of do their things. He knows they're coming in with 15 scripted plays. Let them run their 15 scripted plays. We'll figure things out as we continue out throughout the course of the game. And once these teams run out of their script, and we've seen this now every week, teams are deers in headlights right now when the script runs out. I mean, you saw it last night. How much better was Marcus Mariota on the first 15 plays of that game than he was the rest of the way? It's night and day difference when the script runs out. And so I think Spags is just toying with people now. All right, you go run your script, and then we'll put our foot in the ground, and for the final three quarters, you won't pass midfield. And that's what this team does. The offense gets started up a little bit. I wish they would have scored some more points early. I think everybody would have been, you know, a little bit more relaxed had they were able to convert on that interception early on or score a field goal early on off the, you know, the fourth down stop and whatnot. It changes the kind of the flow of the game. But defensively, they're playing awesome right now. Offensively, they're playing awesome right now, and they're just toying with people at this point in time, and it is so much fun to watch. All right, fine, we'll give you a little success here. Boom, shut the door. You're not doing anything the rest of the way. It's great.
And I thought Washington did give Buffalo a little bit of a script with last night's game, because they ran a lot of misdirection that they mentioned in postgame. I think it was Bolton that mentioned it at the podium, and he was saying that at the beginning of the game, while there were mishaps, is because they were running the misdirection. They were trying to figure out, because once they started to figure out what his move was, Mariota wasn't going anywhere left. He tried to go left. He was going left early in the game, and they just weren't allowing him to, they weren't stopping him from doing that. and you know what the guy's going to do next week.
Yeah.
You know Josh Allen's going to run misdirection with Cook mm-hmm. until we're blue in the face. Hopefully you can stop that early. But again, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes. And the last time this offense was electric, you'd say it was 21. Is that the year?
22
probably, yeah.
Okay, that was an MVP year. Last night, Mahomes, 3 touchdowns and 250 or more yards, 4 of the last 5 games.
Yeah.
That's the first time he's done that since 2021. And that, to me, was when that offense was really kind of, you know, keen on, hey, we're just going to go out there and we're going to play our game and make people play catch-up while we also have a solid defense. But, yeah, last night, you know.
It's shades of the old days, guys.
The way they readjusted in the second half and realizing, like, hey, yes, this Washington team can beat you. They're hanging around. It is 7-7. Yes, a miraculous catch by McLaurin in the end zone.
That was unbelievable, man. That guy, I forgot how good he was.
He's so good. Great catches.
The toe-tapping stuff by him is just
And then down the sideline, he had a
That's what I'm saying. That was, I mean, come on.
And, you know, you readjust. You put pressure. You do what you're supposed to do. See what they did in the first half. Don't allow them to do that in the second half. You come away with a victory 28-7. Kansas City Chiefs are victorious. Mm-hmm. We will continue to dive into that game for a little bit longer, but we know what it is. There were a few things that happened last night that I think are funny. Plus this defensive line. I think there will be help that comes to the way with that division on position on the field here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Riding along on your Tuesday morning. Chiefs victorious 28-7 last night over the Washington Commanders, or that Washington football team, or as many people still call them, the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
One of my good friends, Brian. He's a huge Washington fan. Dad was military.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Traveled around. Dad was a season ticket holder. Recently passed away, so RIP to him, but mm-hmm. he took over the season tickets.
In Washington or Kansas City?
In Kansas City. Okay. So Dad was a huge Chiefs fan. He's a huge Washington fan. And he goes, yeah, it's not going to be a fun night, but I get to see my team at least.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's a good attitude.
It's interesting, though, you say that, because I was watching Mac, and I sent you this video this morning. The first time that Washington came to Arrowhead Stadium, 1992. Think about that. 20 years after the stadium opened was the first time that Washington came here. Madden and Summerall were on the broadcast, and the opening kickoff return by Brian Mitchell. I was like, damn, I wish we had that audio yesterday.
Dang. That's like, cool.
Yeah, it really was. The first time ever in 1992 that they came here. I had a friend of mine growing up on our street that for whatever reason was a Washington fan. I mean, we were all Giant fans. There was a straggling Jet fan here or there, but my friend was always this Washington fan. And I always look at that Washington football team, and I know they do have a passionate fan base down there in DC, but I also look at that franchise. I'm like, this does nothing for me. Like that's one of those teams, like for me, that has always kind of fallen into that category of like the Miami Heat, the Orlando Magic, the Utah Jazz, the Oakland A's, the Marlins, like teams that exist. But is anybody really rooting for these teams?
You know, everybody's got their squad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But that's the way it's always been for me with Washington. And maybe now that they've got new ownership, the last 25 years have been brutal for them, you know, with the way that franchise has been run. And now they're going to get the new stadium in the city and the new ownership and whatnot. So hopefully for them, they can figure things out. But last night, they didn't give up much of a contest in the second half of that game.
No, it was damn near close to a shutout in that game. Do we ever tell the story about the guy that got really upset with us at the Super Bowl?
I think we did.
So
right?
Background
yeah.
story.
In line? You mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So yeah. Friday, you know, our big boss was like, I don't care if you're at Radio Row, wear your Chiefs stuff.
We did it every day on Radio Row.
I think that's
what
she actually said. She's like, every day, let people know that you're from Kansas City.
Right.
So we're like, all right, man, we'll do that. Because, well, one, you said so. And two, sure, I got a ton of clothes that say the Kansas City Chiefs on it. And so Friday, we go to get our game day for the Super Bowl credentials. Mm-hmm. And some
probably
guy
could have left those.
Yeah, some guy should have got our tickets and direct flight home.
Yes.
And they probably would have won. So some guy cut us in line and he was like, oh, are you guys media? And I was like, yeah, dude.
No,
like,
we're just standing here for our health.
He goes, oh, he had some sort of snide remark like, oh, I thought you guys were just fans.
Yeah, well, I did have the captain's hat on. I was wearing red and yellow beads. I did have a Kansas City Chiefs sweatshirt on at that point in time. Dusty's pretty much had his face painted. I think Max shaved his head and wrote JC on the side.
I think somebody called me putty while in line. No, I'm kidding. I wasn't that fanned out. But anyways, so that happens. So last night, we're in the press box, and we're getting ready to go down to the media room.
Mm-hmm.
And this little old lady who's part of the, you know, the cooking people, the people bring out the food and stuff, she's, you know, and everybody's hoarded by the elevator.
Of course.
And we're in the hallway.
Right.
And she's like, excuse me, excuse me. And we move to the side, and I think like Sam McDowell's there. I'm there. Gold's right behind me. Mm-hmm. Logan, who I call Logie Berra. That's his new nickname, by the way. Just full of stats and knowledge. Logie Berra, Logan Weber. And you know, I think the, you know, Vahe's there. And she goes through, and everybody's like, yeah, go ahead. And then here comes this weasel, and he tries to squeeze through.
Oh, Teicher was there last night?
No, it wasn't him. This weasel, I think he's from Washington, and he goes through, and he goes right in front of everybody, and he goes towards the elevator, and I literally said, yeah, buddy, go ahead, check it out. And he turns around, and he goes, I was just checking things out. Shut the up.
Oh,
and
no, he did not.
And he didn't even say the F word. He edited himself.
No, he did. Oh, he did. Oh, I thought you were editing.
Oh, yeah. No, he literally didn't say it. So Gold's probably going to go on the air and say that I was a Richard. But I was just my sarcastic self. So yeah, go ahead, buddy. Check it out.
Everybody's waiting in line.
Yeah. We knew what you were doing.
You're being a scumbag is what you were doing. Yeah.
You were trying to pull a quick one.
We've been there before. We've seen this before.
And we go then we go down before we get to the locker room, and Sam's like, I looked at Vahe, and he's like, that's why I don't say those things out loud. And I was like, I don't care. I was like, he was in the wrong. And Sam's like, you're not wrong. I was like, told you.
No, I mean, people need to be called out from now on. I love that. I think that's great. You're calling people
out. Shut
the fuck. Yeah.
I went, wow, dude. I know you, man. I've seen weasels like
so
you.
So who was it? Do we have no a name idea. Of this guy? See, that's the thing. These people sometimes in the media, and I don't know, you guys are probably
bro?
Yeah, right, exactly. You want to fight? Like I think you guys are starting to experience this a little bit more. Maybe you haven't had the kind of interaction yet with some of these folks. These people in the media think they're important, man. Mm-hmm. They really think they're something important. Like the world's going to stop if they're whatever it is that they offer up, you know, it's not out there for the public to consume. And you know how I am. I'm the same way as you are, dude. I'm a rule follower. It bothers me. Like when I see people that are parked in handicapped spots that aren't handicapped, I wish I had an ice pick. I would slash your tires.
Oh, yes.
I mean, like that's to the level that I am with that kind of pettiness behavior. Not that I've ever done that, but that's how I feel. That's the rage inside of me that I need to find a way to calm down probably a little bit. But when everybody's waiting in the queue there to get on the damn elevator to go down, and they're holding it for the coaches or the little old lady with the tray of tenders that she's bringing back down or whatever the case may be, get the hell out of the way and follow protocol in that situation, man. Like, you're not important. It's probably some guy who nobody even knows is trying to push his way down because he's going to miss a quote from Andy Reid about something, and then he could look at his email and get it later. But, I mean, seriously, man, have some compassion. Have some human behavior. Like, learn how to be an adult.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Check it out. I'm just going to see what the situation was.
What situation? We're waiting in line for an elevator.
That's where I was at, dude. And I know this
situation.
And the other thing is, the other two things I took away that you can't see on TV that I try to bring to people is they were interviewing Kareem Hunt in the locker room.
Yeah.
And Mahomes.
Who was the guy in the pink jacket that was standing next to Kareem Hunt at one point? Like a sharp looking pink jacket, man.
Yeah. And they're interviewing Kareem Hunt after the game. And Mahomes lets out a quick little thing. He goes, You don't need the tush push when you got Kareem Hunt. And I was like, okay.
I love that.
Like little rent free, but also it's a huge topic in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he kind of threw that out there because, you know, they'll do those things where the media kind of swarms up, man. And then, you know, you get an open mic or something like that. And then I know this team's rolling, man.
Yep.
I know this team's rolling. I know they're having fun. And the only reason I know that is the final little snippet of last night is we're going into the podium room where Mahomes, Bolton, Rice, and Andy talked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after one guy starts talking, you can't go in until he's done. So we go in after Andy talks, and it's me and Gold are going up to the third row. Logan sat in the front row, and there's another media member next to us, and then the owner, Clark Hunt, mm-hmm. is right there. And there's a couple of seats. And, you know, we're joking with the guy because we know who he is. And we're like, hey, man, like, can you scoot over a little bit? And he scoots over a couple seats, and Alex and I get over. And then Clark moves over a seat, and I look at Clark Hunt, and I go, hey, man, could you just keep scooting down, please? And, dude, I'm not even kidding. He starts belly laughing, and Gold's like, well, that went better than I thought it was going to go. And I was like, hey, man, if the owner's on high tide right now, could have told me to get lost.
No, I would have done the exact same thing.
Laughing.
That's good.
And I was going to say, like, what do you, like, own this place? But I was already on house money.
Yeah,
I
house money,
my chips,
yeah.
And just didn't say anything else.
Right.
But the team's rolling. They're having fun. It's good to see. But they know what's coming. They know Buffalo's around the corner. They know this week, Wednesday, they start up practice again. Even Nick Bolton in his press conference, I asked him, I said, you know, this win's fun. I'm not trying to take anything away from it. But we know what's coming. It's Buffalo next week.
Yeah.
When do you guys start getting to that? His exact response was, in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, about 20 minutes. No, and even Mitch on the broadcast at the end last night was like, all right, it's a short week. Let's go. Let's turn this thing around. I kind of like the short week going into Buffalo. I'm not going to lie. I'm really not. I don't like the Monday night games, but I like the week after a Monday night game because it moves so fast and there really is no time to think about the Buffalo Bills right now for these guys. It's time to just get back to work and move this thing forward and say, all right, we've got the biggest game of the year. It's the only 3:25 game on CBS. I feel sorry for the Fox games that have to go up against this one on Sunday afternoon, but this is now the game of the year. The 5-3 Chiefs against, what are they, 4-2 or something like that? 5-2, the Buffalo Bills.
5-2.
You know, whatnot, very beatable Buffalo team. I know it's their Super Bowl up there, and it'll get ramped up as the week goes along, but I love that. We got 20 minutes, man. We're going to enjoy this win. We're going to move on. They probably started to enjoy that win once the third quarter was over. You know, last night when I sent you guys the game over text after the Kelce touchdown and whatnot, you can start enjoying that win, and then midnight hit, and you watch the last 15 innings of the World Series till 3 a.m., and then you get ready for the Buffalo Bills, right? Did you stay up for that game last night, by the way?
I made it to the 14th.
You made it to the 14th. Wow.
Yeah, and then I rolled over during commercial because I even tweeted. I was like, well, I'll just go ahead and head to work now because I think it was 12. I think it was like 12:30 in the 14th inning.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go right to sleep when you get home.
No, you can't.
And I got home about, around 11:45.
Yeah.
And
that's not bad.
It wasn't bad.
That's not bad. It was a quick game last night, too.
It was.
Even Buck was talking about it, like, fast moving. Shut up, Joe. You've done baseball before. Don't jinx this thing.
Well, what? There was maybe one penalty in the first half, and there were zero punts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not going to be a lot of time wasted in that first half. But it was yeah, I mean, 18 innings, that's nuts.
It's nuts. And then Ohtani gets on base 9 times last night.
Well, he just kept walking.
I mean, I've never seen anything like 9 times on base in one game.
9 times.
And then, of course, Freddie Freeman hits the walk-off home run.
Like, I watched that last night when they had, I think it was the 13th inning, leadoff double.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there was somehow the guy got to third, and then they intentionally walked Ohtani. Think about this. This is how good the Dodgers are. They intentionally walk Ohtani. They intentionally walk Mookie Betts just to pitch to Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But pick your poison at that point in time.
It's like,
right?
I'm not letting this guy beat me because Ohtani hit 2 home runs last night.
Right.
I wanted to tie it. And that was bleeding into the locker room because somebody had brought it up to Mahomes. Like, you see what Ohtani did? He's like, hey, tied it again, 2 home runs. Like, okay. And he's locked into the game.
Yeah.
They're all sports nerds. And, yeah, you get home and you're like, man, this team is so good that – you're walking an MVP to pitch to an MVP.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild, man. I wish I would have found that game early. I had no idea, obviously, it was going. I was caught up in the Chiefs game. And then I had my play on Underdog last night, right? I took the Sports Equinox play last night.
Bobby Bad Beats.
Is this considered a bad beat? I think it probably is, right?
Oh,
so the Sports Equinox, you know, play that they had on Underdog last night.
You basically had suited connectors, and the flop came out. Let's say you had 2 hearts in your hand, and the flop came out heart, and you had 18 outs to hit one more heart,
right.
And you couldn't hit.
And
that
I couldn't hit that heart because last night I had $5 entry to win $307.50, right? And they did, like, because yesterday was a Sports Equinox, and I added in Travis Kelce higher than 41.5 receiving yards into that,
hit
right?
That on 2 receptions,
yeah, exactly. So I had Kelce higher than 41.5 receiving yards. Check. Patrick Mahomes higher than 2.5 touchdown passes, right? Got that in check.
Smash.
I'm thinking, all right, that's pretty good. I thought to myself, all right, what are we going to do here? What's going to be the one that kind of gets me? I got Shohei Ohtani higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs.
Boom.
Nailed that. Sidney Crosby higher than 0.5 a goal. Nailed that.
Let's
one.
Go.
Sid the Kid, baby.
And then the game of the night. NBA, Denver at Minnesota.
Jokic,
54.5 points, rebounds, and assists combined.
53.5.
54.
Oh.
You had 54.5?
I had
54.5. Five to win 307. And I, son of a gun.
Dang it.
And I'm watching Jokic last night in the second half. And my wife finally goes, turn it off, go to bed, wake up. It'll be a nice surprise if you win. And I'm like, okay, cool. I went to bed. I woke up 54. 54 and a half. Son of a gun.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Jen, this was not a nice surprise.
No, but it was like, oh, man, I'm watching the NBA. The World Series is on, and I'm watching the NBA.
And the blinds.
The blinds open late,
blinds
dude.
Open, man.
Hey, money speaks,
that's
man.
Exactly right.
But five to win, 307, man.
What a bet.
Yeah.
That was right there, dude.
It was right there.
Damn.
This segment brought to you by JT Tillery. That's not JT Tillery.
Jerry Tillery?
Jerry Tillery? Yeah. He would have hit the under on that. He would have known, right?
Jerry Tillery.
Yeah, he's
the guy that plays for the
defensive
Chiefs.
Defensive lineman for the Chiefs.
Yeah, no, he's still clean.
What? Who the hell are you talking about?
Never heard of him.
What is going on?
We're on about 2 hours of sleep.
You sound like Terry Bradshaw, man.
America. Text me about pigs.
Play the Bradshaw, Dusty or Bradshaw.
That'd be a fun bit.
I play it. Unless the computers are busted.
No, they're here.
But the thing that I would worry about more so is the other day I text Andy Reid and I got a text back and I thought it was Andy Reid, but it's some guy selling pigs. But I sounded good. I should have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't.
I wish you could see the people behind the cameras.
That's right.
That's right.
Let me tell you about that guy, Tillery.
You know,
another thing, Marsh.
Bradshaw or Likens.
That's what you said, the pullout game.
What the hell was that?
Who the hell you were talking about? Jerry Tillery. Like, he's on the team. I don't know that we've mentioned his name for the first 8 games.
Hey, he played last night.
He did.
He was there.
Hey, I'm going to need you guys to shut up. We're in the library. Quick side note. I apologize to JT Tillery.
Mm-hmm.
It's my bad.
I mean, who?
I don't know who JT Tillery is.
Making up this way. What the hell did I do?
Jerry Tillery is.
I created a character in Madden last night because it just needs defensive line help, so I created JT Tillery. Shout out to Jason Tillery, you know? Jason Terry, Nixon 5.
That's who it was.
Yeah. The Jet. All right, welcome to the library, boys. As we get closer and closer to Halloween, bigger monster to fear. Those Denver Broncos, those Buffalo Bills.
I'm struggling with Denver. I don't think they're good.
I think you're struggling with your voice volume.
I know. And you're struggling with your glasses or Binkley's?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. How's that Tupperware?
I think they're JT Tillery's.
Okay. They're Tillery's. And is Kilgore practicing today?
Sir, this is a quiet place.
I have the original question on my Apple Music, and it popped up the other day when I was just kind of going through, and it's like, congratulations on your 300th win, blah, blah, blah. And is Jerry Tillery practicing today? I don't know what to make of Denver, so I'm going to say Buffalo right now, but I'm not scared of Buffalo either. Denver's like the Chiefs were last year, but you knew the Chiefs were a championship team. Is Denver going to be able to do this when they're playing legit teams, or are they going to continue to beat up and win games against, you know, subpar teams? We'll know in 2 weeks.
Well, I think about last night.
Lighter, please.
I'm sorry. Okay. I think about last night and who would have capitalized more off of the slow start and mistakes that the Chiefs started with in the first quarter. That's Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. So I'm going to have to answer them.
They're a scary monster. I don't know whose prescription this is, but I am in a different world.
Yeah, you got to take those off. You're going to ruin your eyes. I mean, you look terrible, too.
You look terrible.
I mean, you look like a science teacher. I can't even look at you.
Men's wieners. You're not going to have to look at me because you'll be kicked out of the effing library. We're going to bring that Washington beat writer here to tell you to shut the up.
He edited himself.
He edited himself.
Shut the up.
I told you it was a story.
So funny.
All right. If I can read this. More interesting read on the season. Those Patriots in New England or those Colts in Indianapolis?
For me, it's the Patriots.
Because what season is it? Is it 2008 again?
Yeah,
Patriots, the Colts.
Yeah, I know, right? Manning, the Brady, the Steelers, like all of these teams, right? No, it's I can't do this. It's the Patriots to me. That's a good read. It is. The Indianapolis Colts, I don't know. I kind of don't like the owner being down on the sideline. You know, I'm not interested in that. But I'm going to go to New England. It's interesting, man.
Please keep your voice down.
Thank you, Jay.
Tell you something about voice acting.
More interesting, it's the Colts.
Shh, you do not have to follow his lead.
I was in on the Patriots. So more interesting, yeah. Colts, I did not expect this.
I was in too, I wasn't this in.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
MVP candidate they're talking about now with Drake May.
Mm-hmm. Not happening. Okay, no. Where are we at here?
Oh, I know it's not happening, but it's still like wild to see that he's like, third in the MVP voting right now in the odds?
It's not happening. It's not happening. Bigger wild card threat, Bills or the Chargers?
Bills.
Yeah, Bills.
You know, Chargers beat you. Got to worry about those Bolts.
Different team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Bigger false prophet, Cam Ward, Caleb Williams.
I'm going Caleb.
Yep.
Cam hasn't had enough time yet, and he's getting a new coach. He's already on his second coach, and he's played 8 games. Too early for Cam Ward. Caleb Williams, you're out.
You're on your second one, and you're out.
Yeah, way too early for Cam Ward. Having my first real thoughts about if Caleb will be able to reach the ceilings that I had him at, which are high.
The ceiling is the roof. All right. Since MVPs go to quarterbacks, who's the best side character of the season so far, Christian McCaffrey or Jonathan Taylor?
Oh, it's Jonathan Taylor.
Think so. Yeah, he's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Historic numbers.
But Christian McCaffrey is carrying an entire organization
right now.
But so is Jonathan Taylor. I mean, how good are the Colts without him, right?
You know, Christian McCaffrey's dad played for Denver.
Mm-hmm. And the Giants.
And his brother plays for Washington. Pretty good game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Luke was good.
Yeah, had a couple nice plays last night. Yeah.
It's in the...
Jen thought he was hot.
Well...
Better looking than Christian McCaffrey, she said. She goes, I've always liked Ed. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and Christian's a good looking dude.
That's a high bar. Yeah, that's a good looking man.
Yeah.
That's a hot take. That is the library. On a Tuesday. Wow, these things are strong. You can check out all that video coverage there on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, all those things. You can be in the library every single Tuesday, or you can be in the show mm-hmm. every single week. So, yeah, man, big week coming up. It's Buffalo. No mm-hmm. time to hide about it. Are we over Washington game? Do you want to continue talking about it? Or are we moving on?
Yeah, it's time for Buffalo, right? I think that's. Yeah. I mean, we can celebrate this game all day.
Sure.
You know, obviously, celebrating more the fact that are you still not thinking they're back? Like, are there people still out there questioning whether or not this team is who they are and where they are and what they're doing right now? You're seeing maybe the best complete team of the Patrick Mahomes era right now.
It's a fun thing to watch, that's for sure. If you didn't have fun watching that one last night, then, man, you're going to be on pins and needles this next Sunday at 3:25. It's Romo and Nance. It's Allen and Mahomes. And we get to continue to talk about everything that is beginning the season that begins now for the Kansas City Chiefs. We get back on a tough Tuesday here, Chiefs-themed, on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Diving right back into it here on a Tuesday for you in Kansas City. Chiefs victorious once again. That is 3 in a row and 5 of their last 6.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling along, 5-3 on the season. 28-7 is the victory score last night against the Washington Commanders. And they keep rolling along, but it's on to Buffalo, man. It's on to, we had a guy text into the show. Was at the game last night. He's going to drive to Buffalo on Thursday. Two games in 1 week. Let's effing go.
I like that. That's fun. Awesome. That was always my bucket list, to go to a game in Buffalo. And I have a friend, you know, for years we talked about doing this. My friend Viking Jim, he's a Vikings fan, right? And we've always talked about going.
I thought he was a Packer
fan. I mean, you know, you would think, but, you know, I had to explain that to Bingley. Yeah. Viking Jim, who do you root for, right?
Colts.
Colts.
I was thinking he was a legit Viking.
No, he is. He absolutely is. He goes by Thor. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. When he gets the Chiefs game, he's just like,
sit down, Jim.
Jim's here.
Yeah.
Look out, Jim. There's a giant sea monster, Jim.
Look out, Jim.
Yeah. Hear that this week.
So we would talk for years. I mean, we're going back to the early 2000s on this. We got to get to Buffalo. Got to get to Buffalo. Got to get to Buffalo. And then we set a stipulation. Got to get to Buffalo only in September. Well, here we are 25 years later, and we haven't gotten to Buffalo. September is now officially over, and this is the last year of that stadium. And I always wanted to go see a game up there. I thought it would be cool. Is it wrong for me to say, like, I don't know that I want to go to see a game right now in the new stadium? I would have rather have seen one in the old one, just because of how unique of an experience that was up there in Buffalo. And now we're going to have the new stadium, and it's great, and that thing is unbelievable in what they're building up there. But I would still like to get to Buffalo at some point in time to see a game, because I think it's kind of a lot like us guys. You know, people are in the parking lot just having themselves one hell of a good time.
Yeah, they're always good people. My old manager, shout out to Robin, she's a huge Buffalo fan, and she always, she knew what it was. It's very similar to them what it is to us, right? There's no lie, the last 4 or 5 years, the two most consistent dominant teams in the AFC have been Buffalo and Kansas City.
In the NFL, really.
Yeah, I mean
San Francisco may argue that.
Philly's up there. I mean, they've been to two Super Bowls, won one, and they've been, you know, not the owners of the East, but they've been good. Right, like you look at, as much as you hate Nick Sirianni, you can look at his head coaching record. It's pretty spectacular.
His record speaks for itself. It really does. Yeah,
and he's got a ring, and he did it against a team that was going for a third straight. So they're up there. The Rams, I would put up there as well.
Dom is, you know, up in his game lately.
Dude,
I mean, come on,
respect, Big Dom,
man. I mean, respect.
Some Philly cheesesteaks and pizzas to Camp Scatterman's house.
Oh man, if he would have brought pretzels, Big Dom would have been my new cult hero.
he was courtside last night at an NBA game.
Big Dom was or Scatterman.
Big Dom with Cooper DeGene.
Nice. Yeah. That's a hell of a crew out there.
They were both wearing.
So Cooper wanted
to
go, and he needed a bodyguard, so
exactly
he bought Big Dom a ticket.
They were both wearing like the Italian sweatsuits, chains.
Perfect.
Like, this guy's awesome.
Lean into it, man.
I want the popcorn with the butter. If it has the butter on, I send it back.
You wake up from like a snapped ankle like Scatterman had. You look up and Big Dom's there. You're like, holy cow, Tony Soprano's in the room. What did we just do?
Yeah, you got a pillow.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, man. Big Dom must listen to the end of the show. Do something nice for somebody. Because, I mean, hey, you got a broken ankle. Your season's over. You were rolling.
Yeah.
And now you're really rolling. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and here's Big Dom, one of your arch nemesis in your own division.
Here's some pizza and cheesesteaks. You ever score a touchdown against the Eagles again. I'll find you. Okay.
First of all, how did Big Dom know where he lived? He knows everything.
He went to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was having the surgery at the hospital. He showed up to the hospital with all this and probably a message too. If you ever score a touchdown against the Eagles.
Yeah, he opens up the cheesesteak. It's like when they take him to the prison yard, there's like a blade in there.
Get out of the hospital, go.
It is a Tuesday, so a Chiefs-themed tough Tuesday. Lesson learned is the first one.
Yeah, it is. I think that the Chiefs, for the first quarter of that game last night, and we saw it in Jacksonville, and again, I think it is human nature. You play to the level of your opponent. They're not going to start this game against Buffalo like they did against Jacksonville or that they did against, you know, Washington last night. Both games that I'm talking about, Jacksonville and Washington, were right before a much bigger game. Jacksonville right before Detroit, Washington right before Buffalo right now. And that has to stop. That's on Andy Reid to figure that out, to make sure that you're not overlooking and you're coming out fired up. And look, they did had the two interception or the interception not happened early in that game. They were driving for points probably on that. But even still, I mean, I think they got greedy at that point in time. I thought it was a bad decision by Patrick Mahomes to throw that ball. But those are the things that you can learn from. Even though Mahomes after the game said, I put it right where I wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things you want to do that maybe you shouldn't. Right. And I think you learn from those little mistakes. And I think that was a good kind of game to have right before the marquee game of the year, just like they did in Jacksonville. A little bit of a wake-up call telling the Chiefs, hey, If you have an opportunity to capitalize on turnovers and a fourth down failure, you've got to get points going forward against those two teams. And so that's where I look at last night's game. We're doing the Tough Tuesday as we do every week. That's the biggest lesson that I think the Chiefs need to learn coming out of that game is you got to get off to that hot start and you've got to capitalize on your opponent mistakes. The Chiefs could have put that game away in the first quarter last night if they capitalized on their opponent mistakes, because Washington hung around for a while. And the longer they hung around, the more energy they got, right? They got energy. And you do that against a really good team this week in Buffalo, don't capitalize on their mistakes. You're not going to win that football game. You got to capitalize on those mistakes.
Yeah. You know, that's when the Chiefs beat themselves,
yep.
is when they let these teams that shouldn't bear the same field as them hang around and hang around and hang around, because then you start to press and then you start to get frustrated because it's not going the way that you want it to. And then all of a sudden you look up and you're like, wow, how was this game 7-7 at halftime? And then you watch it in the game, you're like, 28-7? Wow. Okay, never mind. Someone got an ass chewing in the locker room at halftime. I don't think that was the case, but I think it was one of those like reality checks, like, hey, quit messing around. Go out there and let's do this. And then Mahomes in the second half was just insane. Again, he had a couple of underrated throws. I think there was one to Juju the first, or maybe it was the second catch that put him over the number. And he kind of like goes around the pocket and then he steps back up. Juju finds a hole and Mahomes just kind of stops, plants, and slings his throw. And like we have just seen so much of what he does that is insane. And then you see he had a play to Kelce as well where he kind of stopped, looked back, threw it. And then the way these offensive players just improvise. Like we have an improvisational quarterback that now has improvisational targets. And that, to me, is a recipe for disaster. I think that's what hones in when you ask guys like Brian Mitchell yesterday and Dayton Hughes, who we have on today, when they say, what's the best way to stop this offense? Two knees on the ground, hands together, pray.
Yeah.
Because, like, you just don't know, because now they're feeding off what Mahomes does, and Mahomes is feeding off them. And it's, you know, George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg, it's the perfect storm.
I was on with our friends in D.C. with B. Mitch. I went on his show yesterday, and they asked me that question. And I hate when other hosts ask me how to stop the Chiefs, because I sound like an arrogant jerk. I go, I don't know the answer to your question. And everybody laughs, ha, ha, ha. Then they go, no, seriously. And I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. I am being serious here with this. I don't know how you stop this offense at this point in time. How did the offense get stopped last night?
Themselves.
That's it.
That's it.
That is it. The biggest opponent to the Chiefs right now are the Chiefs.
Yep.
And there's nobody else that can stop this team other than them. Now, it was a hell of an interception, but you don't need to throw that football. Travis off the hands, you got to catch that one. Early on in the game, they were struggling. Why? Mahomes and Kelce were struggling early on in that game, right? The two interceptions by your two stars. You can't have that. But they figured it out, and they found a way to get the job done, as you knew they would, because that's what a championship team is capable of doing. And so, you know, last night, you got a couple of lessons. You learn from them, and you say, you know what? We go to Buffalo. We got to play that perfect game. You play the game like you did against the Lions, it'll be blowout city at Rich Stadium in Orchard Park, and Buffalo will be going home with a loss.
That's why sometimes starting out the season like the Chiefs did can be a huge pro come later on, because they had those lessons.
Yep.
Like at halftime, they're like, hey, guys, remember Jacksonville? You want to do that again? Like, remember that pain? Remember how much that sucked? We're still trying to fight ourselves back and this record back from that mistake.
Just that game alone. Not even the first two games of the year.
Yep,
just that Jacksonville game alone.
That game alone has changed the whole outlook of the season. They know that. They're aware of that. And they came out in that second half and showed it, man. No doubt the biggest opponent is themselves.
Yep.
The biggest difference in last night is, you're right, Buffalo, Indianapolis, other teams, they will take advantage of those mistakes. And it won't be 7-7. It'll be 17-7.
Right.
Or it'll be 10-0. And you've got to come back. You've got to start off a little more hotter. I'm tired of the energy comments from Mahomes after the game and all the Chiefs. Like, came out with low energy. That's got to stop.
How do you come out with low energy when you have those intros at Arrowhead,
right?
And the crowd's going crazy and
Monday
it's loud
nights.
Monday night, the intros, and everybody's wild and fired up?
Screw
how do you
that.
Not bring the energy?
Yeah, hey, stop that.
I'm there as soon as they play Carry On My Wayward Son.
Ooh, you like that, don't you? How they have the intro with Carry On My Wayward Son in Kansas is still leading the intro. It's unbelievable.
I know that I'm hard.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's awesome. They did the whole light show last night where it goes dark and they got all the lights.
Yeah.
Alex, like, here we go. Here we go. I was like, calm down. You're in the press box.
That's Alex getting excited right there.
Oh, he was.
Like, he saw ground beef taco, a cactus. He's like, ha, yeah.
No cheese, no sauce, no lettuce, no nothing.
No shell. Gosh. Just give me a plate of ground beef, no seasoning.
Hell yeah. He's a
Do you think Alex would eat loose meat sandwiches?
Absolutely.
No. You don't think so?
Absolutely
not. No way.
Absolutely not.
You think Alex would eat Sloppy Joes?
No way.
Maybe that's a new bit. Would Alex eat it?
Yes.
And we blindfold him in the summertime and put food in front of him and see if he eats it.
I'm not sure I can be a part of that segment because I don't think I'll be able to keep it together. Would Alex eat it?
I like it. I'm in.
So we've created two new bits. Would Alex eat it and Bradshaw or Likens?
Yes, and Binkley Tupperware.
Coming up next, it's Mahomes Magic again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
And Kelsey had himself a night here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.